Blog Talk Radio.
You're now rocking with New York City's own, the Peruvian Kid, DJ Easy Calderon.
We're rocking down the house. Dropping
the mad beats throughout the city streets.
Thank you.
nation's most wanted DJ. Live in the mix. Easy Calderon. It's the official crowd mover.
Crying over you, you tend to believe that all your love is new, but now you're
wanted DJ. Live in the mix. Easy Calderon.
nation's most wanted DJ, live in the mix, Easy Calderon.
together. I'll show you that I love you, and you'd understand if he's a drug dealer.
Don't you know that
he won't last forever, and you need the affection of an old man.
Yeah, welcome everybody, Versatile Radio. I do believe we are live. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we're here. One love.
Right. Hey, did you guys enjoy that mix right there? That was DJ Calderon right there.
DJ Calderon. Good stuff.
Freestyle Madness off of his 2013 mixtape, everybody. How you guys doing tonight? Eric, Carlos, Alicia.
I'm
cool. I'm good. All right. Carlos. Carlos is doing good.
What's up, Carlos? How you feeling, Carlos?
Love that.
I'm feeling good.
California air, Carlos.
Yes. Yes, the air is very good. Very good air.
The air is very
It wasn't
good.
Raining. It wasn't raining. Yeah, it wasn't raining today. That's good. It's been raining a lot.
Right.
But we're in a drought, right? So we need it.
Yeah, so we need it. We're like, there's a bunch of thirsty people around here, you know?
I know, huh? Oh, thirsty.
Hey, is it raining out there where you're at, Carlos?
It was raining earlier this morning and all day yesterday and the day before. Yeah, like if I'm two countries away, I'm only like an hour away. Yeah, but it's been a little rainy. It's been cold though. It's been a little cold over here, kind of. You know, it's getting chilly. But I prefer this than the heat. I can't stand the heat. I can't take it.
I would rather be in the mountains freezing my buttocks off than to be like in the heat. It's
she said
horrible.
Buttocks.
Yeah, because that's like isn't that the proper word to say on radio, right? Buttocks.
Yeah, but I like how the whole voice changed. You're like, yeah, we were up there buttocks.
It was like a bold print. A bold print. You know, I'm going to get a text and you just get
it was
a bold
like,
print.
I got to change everything up right here.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you guys do this week? What would you guys do this past weekend? We're still with the weekend, but.
Let's ask Eric.
Weekend.
How about we ask Mr. Bush? Mr. Bush,
yeah.
How was your weekend, Mr.
Wow.
Bush?
Well,
I want to hear about this.
Mr. Bush.
Well, thank you all for
yes,
that.
Mr.
Well,
Bush.
You know what? I had kind of a stay-in-town weekend. I'm not going on my little adventure until the following weekend. So if you ask me about that next weekend.
Whoa, but wait. I want to know what the adventure is before I get
so
told.
So save the date
boom.
Next weekend.
My bad,
well,
because picture. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm gonna make a flyer for that next weekend. Save the date.
Oh, bam. There it is right there. Mr.
Eric Bush.
Well, that's
tell
it. That's
about
the thing.
It.
I'll tell you about it then. Maybe no film clips, but I'll talk to you about it.
Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what the show, what we actually have on our show tonight. Our special guest, Mr. Philip Anthony, a freestyle artist from the East Coast. Mr. Philip Anthony has been in the industry, the music industry, for quite a time now. And, we are more than honored to have him join us tonight. We've also had quite a few, two or three other artists that Mr. Philip Anthony has worked with prior in the from the freestyle industry in music. And, we just, like I said, it's our honor to have him here tonight. Mr. Philip, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I hear you guys. How's everybody doing tonight?
Right.
Hello. Welcome to Versatile.
What's up, man?
How's the weather out there on the East Coast? Massachusetts,
it's
right?
It's cold. I hear you guys complaining a little bit about rain. We've got a lot of snow and a lot of cold weather over here, so don't feel too bad.
I know, you're over there saying like, oh, man, they're complaining. They're in sunny California.
Yeah, we're like you spoiled brats over there.
if it makes it any better, I would prefer snow over heat any day.
That's because you don't feel it.
I'm reverse.
Right.
Below 20 degrees cold, that's cold right there. It burns cold. Then you'll be like, I want the heat.
Right. I mean, but I'm with you guys to an extent. Like, well, I mean, once it's too hot, I mean, there's only so much you can take off. Once you get the skin, you can't take anything like that, right? At least when it's cold,
than
you can
jump in the river or the water,
yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome to Versatile Radio, Philip Anthony. Like I said, you know, once again, we are very honored to have you here on the show. We've actually interviewed a couple of artists that you have worked with in the past. What was the name of the group, Alicia?
Quad Le Bay, or what is it?
Quad Le Bay. Yes. And do you remember the artist from Quad Le Bay?
It's
like
pronounced Quad Le Bay.
Okay, that's right. What I thought. Quad Le Bay.
Okay, do you remember the artist's name?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, hold on, Philip, hold on. I'm asking my co-host here. Alicia, what was the artist's name that was part of the Quad Le Bay group?
I don't know. You gave me two artists.
I'm quizzing my co-host right now, Mr.
So
Philip.
She gave me Jaquan and Jaden. I said Jaden, and that's just off the top of my head. But am I right or am I wrong, Phil?
Well, yeah, that's his name now. His actual, when he started out with Quad Le Bay, it was Roger Alexander.
Okay. So am I right or am I wrong?
Yes, you're right. He's performing under Jaden now. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I was correct the whole time, and she made me think I was wrong. I was questioning myself right now.
Oh,
yeah,
you're exactly
right.
Messed up, Mary.
Did not make you feel that way, but yes, very good. yes, well, you know, you actually have quite a bit of history in the music industry, specifically freestyle, correct, Mr. Philip Anthony?
Yes, I do. I've been around the music since it started in the early 80s. I mean, it started right in my backyard, you know, in the Bronx and Manhattan, in New York.
Uh-huh.
So
Yeah.
I've been around since it started, yeah.
All right. And, you know, just real quick, I'm going to go ahead and just ask you a couple questions from the top of my head, just because, you know, I'm the biggest freestyle freak on the West Coast, you know what I mean? And I grew up right into it and with it, probably about the same age as you. But, you know, growing up, Mr. Anthony, before you actually, you know, got into the industry and became an artist, what were some of the artists or one or two of the artists that you actually looked up to or that you considered a mentor?
I mean, always from the beginning, I would say TKA, because I've always been I started out as a dancer. I was huge, like, you know, in the freestyle clubs. I was well known as a dancer. My brothers and I, we had a group, you know, that we would go to different clubs and we would dance and challenge other groups and stuff like that. So we were always into the choreography aspects of the shows. So TKA has always had that. From the beginning until now, back then Loose Touch came along, which is George Lamont, and they incorporated a lot of that dance and a lot of routines into their shows. So, you know, definitely, you know, TKA, George Lamont, those guys, the main usual suspects.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Philip, Roger, or Jay, I guess he referred you over to a producer. And that's how you started getting your group together back in the day.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to Roger for everything that's happened to me in freestyle since I became, I guess, quote unquote, Philip Anthony. Because when I was working with Quad Le Bay, I was just, you know, working with them as a choreographer. I would help them out with routines for their shows, and at one point they asked me to take the place of Moses Lopez, who was a member of the group, and he left for a little while. We knew he'd be coming back, so I took his place temporarily, and that's when I really, you know, got into the music like I wanted to sing. And they introduced me to Willie Valentin, and that was it. From there, Willie, you know, a funny story with Will is that I had heard One True Love Affair, I would say a year and a half before I met Willie.
Right.
And I loved the song, and I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but I wanna perform with this guy. I wanna choreograph something to this song. I have to. So when we met Will, and we started working on
Willie Valentin, correct?
Yes. So when we met Willie, Willie thought he asked Roger who did his choreography, and he told him who it was, and it was me. So he asked my partner Tony. He says, "Hey, can you think you guys would dance for me? You know, until we finish your project, because I'm looking for dancers." And when he initially asked me, I said, "No, I'm not. I don't want to dance for anyone anymore. I want to save all my choreography, everything for the group that I'm going to create right now." And so my partner says, "Yeah, but you should listen to his song. It's really good." And I had no idea it was Run True Love Affair. So as soon as he played it, he didn't even start singing yet. I knew the song, and I said, "You know what? That's his song." He says, "Yeah." I was like, "Tell him we said yeah. Tell him I'm doing it." So immediately, you know, I said yes as soon as I heard the song, because I knew what song it was. And our first show was out in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was what was the group?
It's pronounced On the Rise. It's like On the Rise, but we just, you know,
gotcha. On the Rise. Gotcha.
The name worked out as well as the
okay,
group.
I get that. I like that. I like that name combination right there.
Real
quick, what was the name of the song again?
The song we did was Don't Leave Me, Girl.
Okay, yeah, do you think we can have the pleasure of getting a quick acapella from you on it?
I would, from me?
From you.
On that? I'm not going to sing that song. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Funny thing is, Roger wrote that song, and I don't even remember the words. I think Willie put it out some years later. Like, he found a demo of it in the closet, and he was like, "Phil, look what I found," and he just threw it on some compilation CD. So it's floating out there somewhere. But I can't even remember any of the words to that song.
I hear you. Hey, so go ahead, Carlos.
Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Philip, what do you got going on in the future? What you got coming up?
Well, I mean, I kind of took a little break from the music for a little bit.
So wait. Before you even answer that, I need to make the transition to that. I want to know how. Well, inquiring minds want to know. My mind wants to know. How did you make the transition from going from freestyle to the most recent upcoming event is the Laughing Latin Comedies, right?
Yeah, Laughing Latinos Comedy. Well, I did a little bit of stand-up comedy back in New York about 10 years ago, and
would that be like on Underground? Do you think we can get a copy of that, or is it just like from back in the day?
I didn't record any of those, but I have one of my stand-up routines that I put up on YouTube. This was recently. When I say a little bit of stand-up, I did like maybe 3 or 4 shows, and then I kind of veered away from it. I moved out of New York. I'm back out here. Now I'm out here in Massachusetts. Right. So recently I started doing a couple of clubs out here and getting back into the stand-up comedy.
And what do you find it more difficult, stand-up or performing freestyle and
stand-up
music?
Stand-up is far more challenging.
Right.
That's what I would have thought.
Right.
It's a lot more. The music is wonderful because, you know, before you even get up there, most of the people may know your songs.
Right,
in my
case, right.
When I go and I do All Out of Love, that's a remake, so a lot of people already know the words before they even hear my version. So either way, I got a head start, you know. There's
right.
There's music behind
right.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You got music behind you. You got choreography. It's a whole production. When you're doing stand up, it's just the mic and the crowd, and that's it.
Right.
Nobody
right.
knows you, especially if you're just starting. Nobody knows you, so you don't know how to hit them right.
Exactly,
you know?
And every crowd is different, and then the expectation is there now. You're dealing with people's expectations, so they expect you to be funny, so you have
right.
to be
mm-hmm.
funny. You know, it's not
right.
like music; they don't know what, you know, what the song's gonna sound like, or they know what to expect because they know the song, and so it's easier to deal with.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The freestyle is more tiring because you do you're singing, you're jumping around, you're dancing. So yeah, it's a lot more work, but you know the stand up is more challenging.
Yes.
Okay.
So
yes.
A quick question: your flyer said that you were hosting it. Are you hosting it and performing at the same time?
Well, as a as a comedian, when you host an event,
right,
you probably do a lot more comedy than probably all the comedians at night.
Right.
Because
I understand
you're gonna do a set when you introduce, to introduce the show. You'll do
and
a
then
set
the intermediates, right.
Right. Between each comedian you're doing a set. I have Julio Mena coming to open up the show doing a song. So I'll be doing a set before and after him. So I'm going to be doing a lot more comedy than I've done in the past. The most I've done on stage is maybe 8 to 10 minutes. So I'm going to be doing a lot more than 8 to 10 minutes that night.
How big is this stadium? Like, in front of how many people are you going to be performing? Is it something small, or is it this is supposed to be like the biggest event, right?
Well, this is a small event. We're just starting it. What it is, where we live right now, where I live right now, is in Springfield, Massachusetts. The Latino population over here represents 40% of the population.
Right.
So there's a huge Latino population here. So,
right.
And the comedy clubs that I've been doing over the past, few months have been all the African-American clubs. You know,
right.
So because those are the guys I hang out with in the comedy circuit that I run with. And I just found that there was a need for the Latinos to have a regular comedy club out here so that these same artists like myself, Corey Fernandez is a prime example. He's been up here, I would say, about 3 or 4 times, and he's never been in front of a Latino audience.
Wow.
So it's just like, wow. I mean, he's been in front of the black audience with maybe a couple of Latinos, a couple of Caucasians in there, and, a mixed crowd, but predominantly black. And that's fine because we love those crowds too. But as a Latino comedian, you want to see yourself in front of a Latino audience too.
Yeah, you connect with the Latino audience, right?
Right. Those are the people that relate most to those stories that you're talking about.
Right.
So this is going to be the first time that he comes out here and stands.
See, the good thing about Latinos is all we need is a beer and we think anything funny. That's the best.
Start thinking one drink. You're like, okay.
They're drinking socially, but hey, after that point, everything's funny, you know?
Yeah, you do need at least one good shot
to
that moment.
We need that stuff from where Carlos is at now.
Yeah, we got the Tecates out here. Good.
Right?
Oh, where you at? Mm-hmm. Where's Carlos at?
I'm out here in Mexico.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay.
I'm out here by the border. So
yeah,
I got all that good beer, fresh.
And the tequila.
We talked to him like he's a million miles away, like he's in outer space,
I know. I'm like a hop skipping away from the border. I mean, I can see the United States from my window, so I ain't that far.
Yeah, pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you got an international show here, technically.
Philip,
we have, I actually specifically picked out 3 of my personal favorites by you that are actually songs of yours. And, the first one I'm going to go start off with is Sometimes Love, and then Beautiful Lady. And we'll go ahead and end it with All Out of Love. Beautiful Lady, that song right there, can you tell me a little bit about that as far as, who wrote you, or if you did write that, and or who co-wrote?
Okay, I didn't write it. I would say I inspired it.
Okay.
As we were working on the compilation for that, the person who wrote it is Michael Anthony Berteau. He wrote many songs for Willie Valentine, for Niaga. He wrote A Now and Forever, which is Niaga's first hit. He's been in the game for a long time. He's a good friend of mine. So he came to me with the melody already and a totally different song. So just imagine Beautiful Lady, the same melody, but it was a totally different song, a different story. And at that time, I was in a different place in life. At that time, I was in a relationship. I was very happy with the woman I was with, and I wanted a song that was going to tell her that rather than the typical – it was the song concept originally was – I'm in love with a girl who's with somebody else, which is very common,
Yeah.
So I told Mike, hey, I got a better idea. Let's do this. And I gave him a couple of taglines and a couple of points that I wanted to get across. And he said, that's hot, Phil. Give me 10 minutes. And the uh-huh. genius that he is, in 10 minutes he calls me back and he says, like, all right, listen to this line. And he just
did he do any producing on the beat of it also?
Absolutely. Willie did the producing. Mike did have a lot of input. And then the original backgrounds were done by Pose. But Mike said, you know what? I have something totally different in mind for the backgrounds. Don't worry about it. And he came in and he did the amazing backgrounds that you hear on that song. It's all him, and it's a totally different style than what we had down with Pose, which was very freestyle-ish. He took it in a different direction. And I think that's what really made the song.
I just love learning more and more about freestyle music. It's the background of it and the artists that are, still around. Still, you know, on the sidelines, I have come to know recently and collaborated a little bit with via Versatile Radio, I'm very honored to have this live with you and get the input on it and the feedback. But we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna play this set right here. This set right here includes Sometimes Love and Beautiful Lady. And then we're gonna bring you right back on to take you out with All Out of Love. Philip Anthony, everybody.
Versatile Radio.
One love.
Freestyle finesse for you. With Philip Anthony. From the east to the west. Only on. Versatile Radio.
I could go back to Versatile Radio. Can't stop. Won't stop. Versatile Radio.
Simplesmente inigualável. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Philip Anthony, we apologize. You know, we were having a little bit of difficulties over here. Somebody's computer decided to update it. So, yeah, we had to go ahead and fill that gap in with some CDB. Can you hear us okay?
Yep, I'm here. Don't worry about it. I'm happy you guys still have me here.
Oh, yes, most definitely, definitely. Speaking of, you know, now that we did play some CDB, have you worked with him at all?
With Stevie B, not directly. I mean, we performed at the same places. I was the first of, because you consider me new school, because I didn't have a song out in the 80s. So I was the first of the new school batch, quote unquote, to perform at one of the Freestyle Fever events with Sal Abatello in New York at the Copacabana. So, you know, and those nights are always Stevie B, George Lamont, Judy Torres, you know, all the usual suspects, TKA, you know, all the major names, because they do those shows maybe once or twice a year in the city, and they just put all the artists up there. So I've done that one once by myself, and then I did it twice with Willie Valentin as his dancer,
okay.
Funny enough. Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. This next song we're gonna play, and we're gonna go ahead and let you go. We know you're 3 hours ahead of us, so it's what 10 11 o'clock. It's after midnight over there.
Yep, 12:30 a.m.
All Out of Love. This was a Air Supply song, right?
Right.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It's a song I grew up to. Always loved it. You know, and when I presented the idea to Willie to do this, he was just looking for one more song for a compilation. And I said, let's do this song. And I told him about it, and he was really like, I'm not sure, Phil. I don't know if it'll work. And I'm like, look, all we got to do is make sure that we don't ruin it. As long as we don't ruin the song.
And you did an excellent job on it.
And absolutely. And he did the backgrounds. And he sounds amazing on the backgrounds. He produced it great. I mean, you know, so it did really well. Actually, it did better than just about every other song on the CD. It was a real big standout, and it was a surprise for me. I didn't expect it to be that well received, but I'm grateful for everyone who really really embraced it.
All right. Well, right before we play this and we let you go, let's go ahead and announce this comedy event once again, to let everybody know where it's at, where they can actually locate the information about it on the internet or any type of social network. Go ahead.
Okay, so Laughing Latinos is the first ever of its kind. Laugh Latinos comedy is the company that I started. Our first show is going on this coming March 15th, that's 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from this weekend, at 1600 Main Street in Springfield, Massachusetts. It's at the International Beer Garden, La Cervecería, if you will, in Spanish. And it's the first of its kind. We got Corey Fernandez, which is a well-known comedian from movies like Cop Out, with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan. We got Rob Santos, who's done a lot of comedy on, you know, on the Comic Strip Live, and, you know, a lot of TV shows on comedy. He's done a lot of stuff too. So we got some local guys coming up. Julio Mez is going to open the show. He's going to open the show with a song. So it's going to be a nice treat. We've got a lot of people coming after this. We've got already the next three shows booked. So we've got four all together. With comedians like Angel Salazar from Scarface and Carlito's Way, Carlos Gonzalez, which is a regular on I think it's Days of Our Lives or General Hospital, one of those soap operas. So we got a lot
and
of
these individuals are actually doing a comedy act, correct?
Yep, these are all comedians who are doing stand-up comedy, and they're all Latinos that we're featuring.
You said Carlito's Way. Who was the gentleman you said that was in Carlito's Way?
His name is Angel Salazar. He was Chi-Chi from Scarface.
Very, very.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yep.
Yeah, he's an amazing. If you haven't seen him in stand up, you might want to YouTube the guy. He's hilarious.
Yeah, we have to check that out. I didn't know he did stand up.
Oh yeah, he's excellent. He's excellent. Okay.
You know, is there any way that we can maybe you know after the show you might be able to come back with a clip of that for us?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You can find a YouTube clip, or maybe it's on my page, of one of the short stand-up sets that I did a few months ago. That's up already. I posted that on my YouTube. But I'll definitely be having this one recorded and all of them recorded. So we'll be putting that up as well.
All right. So then we're going to go ahead and now you are scheduled to come back on Versatile Radio after the event. How about that?
That's no
right.
problem.
Yeah, right. Philip Anthony, everybody. This is Philip Anthony. Let's go ahead and throw your link out where everybody could directly get a hold of you or find out your information. Let's throw your website out there right now.
The website is philipanthonymusic.com. You can also catch me on Facebook at facebook.com/philipanthonyfans. And my email is philipanthonyfans@gmail.com.
All right, here we go. All out of love. Thank you, Mr. Philip Anthony, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you all for having me. Shout out to Versatile Radio. You guys keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
I'll be with you soon.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Versatile Radio.
Okay, good night, guys.
Good night.
Versatile.
Versatile Radio. Don't stop. The music. On Versatile Radio.
Hello, Angel Baby here. Leave me a message, get your number, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can.
mind, but where do you and me tonight? I know we dance on the floor and around. She said I am the one. We dance on the floor and around. She told me her name was Billie Jean.
situation as I am.
All right, okay. I don't know how much music we're going to hear here. Everybody, welcome back to Versatile Radio. We're going to go ahead and end the show here. Mr. Angel Baby, I know we went ahead and promoted that he's going to be dropping in at Versatile Radio. He had some type of photo shoot to do this evening, so he's doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and bring him on tomorrow night show, so you guys look out for the link. We're going to go ahead and promote that afternoon-ish sometime, so you guys might want to join us. We also are going to have a very special surprise guest that you guys are all with.
Oh, yeah.
You guys just look out for the link and stay tuned with Versatile Radio. I want to thank Mr. Philip Anthony once again, and everybody over there on the East Coast, Mr. Julio Mena, Willie Valentin, Artistic Rex, all of you guys out there. We love you guys. We're going to continue promoting and bringing the freestyle back, keeping it alive, wherever it's going with the movement. We're right here with Star Radio. One love, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Love you. Okay. See you soon.
Brothering. On Versatile Radio.
Search in. What's up, y'all? This is Brother Iz. Now I'm here in the studio, reminiscing, thinking back to all the things that God has brought me out. But more importantly, thinking about what God is doing today in my life. You know, it started right there on the east side of San Jose, McKean White, growing up as a knucklehead. But now, traveling all around the world, reaching lost souls with the music that God has given me. But it's only by His grace and mercy that I'm here, and I don't deserve any of this. You see, July 20th, 1997, I died. I died right there at the altar. But Brother Ig was born again. That was July 20th, but July 19th, the day before, was a whole nother East Side story. Now won't you come and take a trip with me, July 19th. As the sun rises, I raise my feet. I look in the mirror and I hate what I see. I can't believe all that I've done. I'm ashamed to be your son. What have I become? I'm falling deeper and deeper into my sin with the grin. I'm on the outside looking in. I've been smiling sideways. Death, I wasted my last breath. Sins was nothing left but darkness. The devil got the brother straight bound, and my sorrows are drowned. I'm watching my life go down. Here it goes, I feel it pumping all through my veins. I'm falling down like the rain. I'm so bound in these chains. These things that I love, I feed them all. Guilt, pain, and liquor, that is my downfall. Now which one of y'all is gonna catch me if I drop? Where you at, where you at? Deeper, I feel the presence of the reaper, and my soul is getting weaker. I'm falling deeper, I'm falling deeper and deeper, I'm falling deeper and deeper. Hey, yo, deep breathing out the strength and heading right for the bottom. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the power. This is my darkest hour, death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sin. Hey, yo, deep breathing out the strength and heading right for the bottom. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the power. This is my darkest hour, death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sinning. A new situation, occupation, be a dove. Pistol packing, pants are sagging, show my enemies no love. We family that I hurt the most. It couldn't even take the tears of my mother or the discipline of my pops to make me change.
You see, my pops was a rolling stone, and I was rolling stone. Too cool to be at home, so the streets I was wrong, strong as a youth. That family comes first. You could never let them hurt to let them down. I go straight.